This article is entitled United by Art, Artists Come Together at Church-Founded Gallery. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimaldi, who is a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. Art has a way of breaking down barriers and inviting people to come together as they find commonality in the pieces displayed. When you put art on a church campus, the chance to share God's love is an added bonus. There are so many amazing creative community connections that we get to celebrate through art and music, and it's all a beautiful guise to offer a platform to uplift one another as fellow children of God, said Amelia Osborne of the gallery at Morningstar. This nonprofit gallery and event space is located on the campus of Morningstar Lutheran Church in Matthews, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. The gallery was brought to life by church members and partners Osborne and Tom Muir, whose desire to celebrate the beauty of expression as a community has become a mission statement. Art in any form is the best way to get things across to people, said Muir, who curates the gallery with Osborne. You can talk about everybody being the same, but art breaks down barriers. Even though we all love God, art can break that down in a way, and it softens the little barriers we put up for a little bit of a chance to see people for who they are. And that's how we thought the gallery would make a difference. It doesn't matter if you look like us, you worship like us, you love like us. It's just about getting the community together in our space and getting to know each other. The gallery at Morningstar celebrated its inaugural show in May of 2020 and is currently hosting its fourth exhibition, Ripple of Love. Interest in the gallery has been steady and sizable. An opening night draws 200 people, Muir said, adding that 50% of them are not members of our church, so that's a great way to get to know people around us. Mary Pollock of Matthews participated in the gallery's first three shows and wasn't bothered by their being hosted on church grounds. Although I do not call myself a Christian, she said, I'm very spiritual and grateful for my artistic gifts. This opportunity, even in a churchy setting, has helped me embrace my creativity and to spread my wings. It's the expression of art that connects. Having a gallery on the campus of a church is a unique offering and lends itself to connectivity in the community. As for me, the most important thing I can feel is acceptance and safety when on the campus and with others there. The idea of a church-based gallery developed organically from Osborne and Muir's professional lives. They perform year-round as a folk duo and offer faith-based music and art programming through Inspired Arts and Sound. The couple was unable to tour during the pandemic, so they look for other ways to release their creative vibes and connect with people. One method was making crankies, a folk art storytelling device in which scrolling artwork is unspooled to share a story with musical accompaniment. They created a few crankies of their own, and as soon as they were able, they took their idea on the road, visiting 12 Lutheran congregations, community centers, and nonprofits in the region with a giant scroll of paper on which participants were asked to trace their hand, decorate their handprint, and explain what brought them closer to God. That collaboration, Cranky, Love Compels Us To, ended up being 85 feet long with 299 hands displayed. That kind of led us to the gallery thing, Muir said. When we were going to these churches, we said, let's keep doing this and find a way to use our music and art, and maybe we can bring back some of the artwork we do with them at our gallery at church. Muir and Osborne quickly learned there were already plenty of area artists who were eager to showcase their work. There are so many artists everywhere, Muir said. They are right here around us, so we don't have to go somewhere else and bring them in. Shefali V. Patel, a Hindu-Indian artist who lives in South Charlotte, praised the gallery for its challenging themes, which Yuri said were intentional. Diversity is big, and our themes are big, he said. If you're following the theme, you're going to have to say something that means something. In the gallery's first show, Passing the Peace, a young contributor who was undergoing gender transition used the opening reception to come out to their entire family. Osborne said it was lovely and the piece was lovely. It was a proud moment for the artist and it was a safe space. If we didn't do that first show for anyone other than that artist to take that first step, it was worth it. I love how the power of God works when we show that love. During the gallery's second show, How Can I Keep From Singing, Patel and other artists of the Indian Association of Charlotte showcased a group project, a replica peacock titled The Feathered Beauty. Patel said, just going there and setting it up, people were asking questions about it and were curious about how it happened. We see all these things about diversity and inclusion, but it's the moments when those spaces are provided that the connections happen. In March, the gallery worked with the Charlotte Bookstore Shelves to host a book release with Nidra Glover Tawab, author of Drama Free, who spoke about how to manage unhealthy family relationships. Tawab is a black woman, and Shelves is a black female-owned business, and probably 90% of the 100 attendees were black. A Lutheran church in North Carolina that had many people of color in one room, that's a pretty big deal, Yuri said. Osborne was pleased that all the guests got to walk through the gallery, which proved to her that it enables outreach, not just room rental. And that's important to us because we're all about getting to know each other, Yuri said. It's about relationships for us. We're not trying to get everyone to come to worship with us, but we want to get to know you.